You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is a good day. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, I'm hoping that you're able to stop and pause, because I typically just ask everyone to take a deep breath. Let's just stop and pause wherever you are, if you can, and just take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose and just imagining this beautiful light, this healing, vibrant life source, just from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. And as you exhale, just allow that cleansing air and light to release any toxins, any stress, any discomfort, any stuck energy. Just let it out. Release it. Again, take a deep breath in through your nose. Yes, and just hold it. And again, allow that pure, loving, cleansing light to just heal your body from the head to the toes. Release it. Yes. It just feels so good. I love taking a deep breath, because I think, again, we all have to remember that we are not just physical beings. We are spiritual, non-physical beings living in this physical body. And sometimes we forget that. And so when you breathe, it is a reminder that there is a beautiful love life source that is breathing life into you, through you, and expressing itself through you, your eyes, your creation. And so that's why we're here on this life journey in this physical form. And so I always talk about, you know, as a psychologist of 25 years, I talk about the importance of mental health and how human health is mental health. Because if you are human living in this physical body, on this physical plane, you are going to need some support to help you along this journey, this human journey. And so that's really what I'm about. If you have not connected with me, go to my website, healthyminds.expert, connect with me. I do therapy, I do coaching, I do RTT, rapid transformational therapy, which is a hypnotherapy with a kind of CBT, connecting with that inner child, you know, any kind of transformational healing that your soul, that your mind, that your emotions need to release because of your programming and how you've been programmed. And so I am always here and ready for you to coach. I also do speaking engagements, and I do trainings on mental health. So please connect with me at healthyminds.expert, and follow me on Instagram at Dr.G. Montgomery. And so I just really am excited about today. I'm so excited because I have with me today a woman that we call Nurse Blue. And we is my Wakana or Akana family. You know that I talk about CBD and being an avid daily user and advocate of CBD and how it really transforms our homeostasis. It brings us back into balance. And so Nurse Blue and I connected through this Akana. We're both dispensary owners, these micro dispensary owners in this organization. And we're really on the same path to really helping change lives and change minds on our journey. And so I just really felt led to bring her on because she is such an amazing human being. So I want to tell you a little bit about her. Okay, so we call her Nurse Blue, but her name is Latrice Levitt, and she is an undeniable, powerful force of good on this planet. She is a nurse by profession, a health and wellness coach, musicologist, and spiritual activist that is driven by a ferocious desire to live up to her name, Blue. And that stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People. About the power of defeating chronic stress, which is soul health. And by embracing the principles and utilizing the modalities of soul health, Nurse Blue has successfully released 35 plus years of soul toxins that originated from battling the effects of chronic verbal, emotional, and narcissistic abuse, bullying, both personally and professionally, devastating heartbreaks, sexual trauma, divorce, family betrayal, and autoimmune deficiency, the sudden death of her best friend, the loss of a child, and the death of her late father, one of Chicago's pioneering legends in the entertainment business and radio and blues Hall of Famer, Mr. Purvis Spann, the blues man. I mean, this woman is powerful, y'all. Learning how to master the vibrational frequency of your soul is key to achieving wholeness. This is her. Wholeness is the art and science of becoming the best version of yourself. So I just want to welcome you, Nurse Blue. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Montgomery, for having me, for extending the invitation. And as you were reading my bio, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that all of this journey right now, you're talking about it, and it's for this purpose to use it to be, I would say, a pathway of wisdom, you know? And that's what soul health is all about. I had to go through some really deep soul pain.
Yeah, you did. I mean,
And we do it.
I'm reading your bio and I'm amazed because y'all, if y'all would see this woman, she is so beautiful. Like she radiates, her skin is flawless. She's
Oh,
always
thank
got
you.
this beautiful, just perfect smile on her face, and she radiates such beautiful, just magnetic energy. But to hear, that's the
You.
outside, right? To hear the trial and tribulations of her journey, and to see you just shining so bright, it just gives me so much more respect for you because that's power.
You, Dr. Montgomery. And what people don't understand is that the soul health journey is not holding all of that stuff that you described that I've gone through, holding it in. Soul health is releasing so you can increase. And so, you know, when you see this smile on my face, I earned it. And I'm not smiling for the camera. I'm not smiling because I'm supposed to. I'm not faking it. I'm smiling from my soul. And because there was many days where it was hard to wake up and have a smile on my face. And it was a lot. And what I realized is that throughout my life, I've always had a bright light, but it was always a force trying to put this light out. Because what we don't understand is that the smile that all of us have, that's our sunshine that God gives us to lift up our vibration and to lift up the vibration of others, right? And so when someone puts that light out, not only does it, you know, lower the frequency of your own light, and what may come of that is choices and decisions that you regret because you're vibrating at a low frequency. But I use this light. This is my way of pouring into others, because somebody might just need a smile that day to give them hope. You know, sometimes a homeless person, it's not about the money, because if you give them a $5 or $10, they can't go buy a house with your $5 or $10, right? But what that could do, just a smile makes the, could take a homeless person from a state of mind where there's a sense of hope. You vibrate my frequency. You help turn that light on, you know? And so now it's my way of turning my pain into a purpose. I can still have a smile on my face. I've been through it. I got knocked down. I took the belly punches. I cried the tears. I did the work, what Iyanla would say.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk a little bit about that work, because I think that so many people who are suffering, mm-hmm. and who have so much pent up emotion, stuck energy, and they're holding it, they've been holding it for years, don't know how to release it. They just right. don't know. Yes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yes, of course, I would love to, because that was the biggest thing. Not only do we not know, no one taught us how to do it. And that's why we don't know, right? Particularly women. Now, in my journey, I was born into a family that suffered from anger. Okay, on both sides. And so you're born into a program where there's already conflicts, right? And if you're suffering from anger, that means there's no forgiveness taking place, right? You know, it's an elephant in the room. You can feel the energy. You can feel the tension. No one's talking about it. But guess what? You can hide that stuff really good if you have resources to build an identity around it, right? So then that identity looks like we're living this lie, right? So you got all this stuff going on. Nobody's talking about it. You're building this lie and no one is releasing. And that stood for me. It was so much pent up emotional pain because things were happening, but it was never being dealt with. Right. And my mother and my father, I don't know. I love them and I know they did the best that they could, but they did not forgive.
And that's toxic.
They did not forgive brothers, sisters, mother. I mean, it was like that's and what comes out of that is a state of pride, because now you're not taught to own your stuff and release, right? So for many years, a lot of us are trapped in stuff because we haven't been taught the tools and what to do with it. Now, for me, I'm an empath. Right. And as an empath, I take on everybody else's energy. Right. So I'm dealing with my stuff and what's filling everyone else's around me. And it began to show up in a few ways. Number one, there was a time when I was narcissistic. So for people who don't think that narcissism can be cured, I am a living example. I know this thing all day long, okay? Me and Paul in the Bible, because you know, Paul used to kill Christians. He was a narcissist. He was a judge. He felt very good about the authority of killing Christians. That's what a narcissist does, right? And then he had this awakening, and I was the second one.
I love it. Thank you.
So in my evolution of shedding that skin, I had to be brave enough, because as a narcissist, narcissists don't look inside. Mm-mm. Narcissists are taught not to look inside. Narcissists, the worst thing we can do, if you go inside, you kill the narcissist. So I had to kill the narcissist, right? So I went inside, and then I had to do so much internal work. Like, I needed a life coach, and life coaching led to my awakening. So once I gave myself permission, because you gotta want it, like the work that I'm talking about, I was fighting for my freedom. Yeah. And nothing around me, Dr. Montgomery, like on my life on the outside, everybody thought I was free. I grew up privileged. I went to private school my entire life. My family had resources. We had recognition. I was sitting at tables I probably shouldn't have been sitting at, okay? But I was miserable. Miserable. And I couldn't talk to anybody about it. So when I realized through coaching that the work required that I became bold enough to go inside and look at my own inner demons and look at the soul toxins that was probably more so because we're energy tied to my bloodline. Like I came into it, right? Like we're energy. And so a lot of this energy had never been dealt with. And I inherited 14 generations of enslaved energy.
Trauma and programming,
right?
Yep.
And when these patterns showed up in my own life, what did the women do? We ignored it. We oppressed it. We suppressed it. We became bitter. We became angry. We were shut down. But who? No, they didn't have life coaches for enslavement. You know what I mean? That's why we're dealing with this stuff right here.
That's right.
But I kept reaching for it. And the more I reached for freedom, the more work I did and the more I released those generations, gave myself permission to release. And it did not make sense. And it was scary sometimes. And sometimes it felt lonely. And sometimes I felt crazy. But it was a spiritual awakening for real, to go back to who we are naturally without all of this stuff.
And without the programming. That's what you've been taught.
That's not natural. That is what you've been taught. Yes. And it
programmed.
And in that release of being taught how to truly forgive, not just by word, but on a cellular level, how to release generations of anger, generations of guilt, generations of shame, how to truly forgive to a point, because you're always going to be tested, right? But when you see who you used to be, and you no longer react the way, like you're, like everything around you is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
And when I stopped blaming them and I said, what's going on with me? Total game change. Because now that is where you decide, I want to become the best version of myself. So how do you go about doing that? First of all, you have to be willing to truly live up to the whole idea of you want to live your best life. If you want to do that, this is the only way you go there. This is the only way you go there. And the only way you go there is if you return back to the source of the fact that you are energy. You can't change it without knowing that.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You took your power back when you acknowledge that you had the power to change, that you were courageous enough.
That's emancipation.
To take a look at yourself. So I want you to talk a little bit about frequency, because you talk about frequency in your work. Tell us a little bit about frequency.
Absolutely. Well, what I love about frequency is that that's the truth of who we are. We are a frequency, right?
And we all have our own vibrational frequency.
And as I talk about it, because I actually grew up in a radio station, which is a frequency. So being around engineers and being this kind of work, it always amazed me how we could take a microphone and touch 100,000 lives in Chicago with our message. And I learned how to write the commercials and all of that. So for people who are just kind of, you know, tuning in to this whole understanding that we are energy in motion, every thought and every emotion has a frequency, right? And the higher the thought, the higher the emotion, the higher the frequency, right? So at the end of the day, I tell people frequency first. For people who are in your life that make you feel good, then they're raising your frequency, right? Whatever you eat, if it makes you feel good, it's raising your frequency. Now, some of the things that our tongue might like may make our tongue happy, but it's lowering the frequency of our body, right? But the things you listen to, music is, that's why I'm a musicologist. It is a great way to help you raise the vibrational frequency of your music. There's nothing like going to a church on Sunday and hearing a great choir, because, and you can, and that choir could be so powerful. The people are out there running down the hall, running down the aisles and praising God. Why? Because something in that message, something in that song elevated their frequency and freed them. Yeah. So when we learn how to live our life by frequency first, game changes. And that's the bottom line. We are multidimensional, and the only dimension we're most familiar with is this third dimension, right? So we're talking about fifth dimensional and higher. Now, I'm not taking anybody to another planet, because then they're going to think I'm crazy. So I'm just going to stay right here, Dr. Montgomery, right here. And the bottom line is, if you want to become the best version of yourself, if you really want, if we really want a game change, like have heaven on earth today, like right now, raise the frequency. And here's, I think about this all the time. Think about Christmas, right? Whether you believe in it or not, whether you celebrate it, what, it doesn't matter. Every December 25th, you go out into the world, it just feels a little bit better that day. People are smiling more. It's something in the air of Christmas. It doesn't matter if I was in Christmas in Canada, if I was in Christmas in Miami, if I'm in Christmas in Chicago. Christmas that day feels like we've elevated our frequency. What if we could feel like that every damn day?
Yeah, that's what I say. That's powerful. That is so powerful, because I think that people do not realize that their thoughts, that their words, that their emotions, that their actions, yes, all carry frequency. It's all energy. And the more positive, the more healthy your thought, the more uplifting that thought life, the more healthy your belief system, the more increased, you know, emotionally you are, right? Yes. With forgiveness and gratitude and joy and, you know, compassion. Like, yes, those are the vibrations that are going to elevate you. So that's, it's not it, just positive thinking, it's positive beliefs, yes, emotions, actions. And I always say, people, if it serves you in a healthy way, keep doing it. If it doesn't serve you in a healthy way,
release it.
Stop doing it. Release it. Let it go.
Yes. Yes. And that is fundamental to living a good life or a positive life. Sure, things are going to come to test you. I have been tested. Something in July has been, I'm manifesting something big. And when you're manifesting something big, there's a clearance that it must take place. And what's happening is, there's something in July where we're revisiting old, it's like we're up for a test to see, did you learn the lesson? So I hear, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people who are feeling a little disruption in their lives right now. Things may be a little off. I'm going through that. Now, who I used to be would have responded a whole lot different, but I protect my frequency. Because I know that what I say, I am creating all the time. When I'm thinking, I'm creating all the time. And I know the laws and the rules to this game of this universe. And I'm constantly learning as we evolve more and more about this. But on a fundamental level, I know that if you come to test me, it's more about how I'm going to respond to your test. Because whatever you do, it's coming back to you.
Yeah.
So playing the frequency game always puts you on the winning end of life, because it's just simple and easy. What makes me feel better inside, more joyous, makes me feel healthier, makes me feel lighter, makes me feel like I'm living at a higher level, is good for me, as you stated. But yeah, far too many times when things happen to us, we get stuck in those lower vibrational frequency thoughts. and we stay fixed there. There are people who have been mad at people in their lives for years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You may not ever go back to that relationship. You may not ever want to be in relationship with that person, but let the energy go.
Yeah.
Because that is what's leading to that chronic stress, those soul toxins, and how that manifests in the body becomes a chronic disease. The emotions matter. I don't care what no one says. God gave us these emotions and they have to be expressed. And when you don't allow those emotions to be expressed, they turn on you. And I think sometimes that's what this autoimmune thing is all about.
Absolutely. That's all that pent up toxic emotion.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Years and years and years. I was reading something last week about fibroid tumors in Black women. And I started thinking about, we are the number one, you know, this, we are the number one group that struggles with fibroid tumors. And just about everyone I know have had to have them removed. I thought about this. I said, could that spiritually be connected to generational rape from enslavement? That energy has never been processed. And
or
think about
released,
it.
Or people released.
Listen, the minute you got a period on a plantation, you were raped.
Yeah.
Because you were money.
Yeah.
So yeah. Could that be the trauma that, and no one's doing really the work behind it because of the group who are most impacted by it are women of color. So maybe perhaps that's why we are not doing as much research. But spiritually, everything is a spiritual lesson. Everything is in energy, don't lie. Men and women may lie, energy doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think fibroids are connected.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. We got 3 minutes and I want you to share this platform. Soul Health and Wellness Membership Club.
Yes.
Tell us about this Soul Health platform.
That is, thank you so much, Dr. Montgomery. Soul Health is like my hospital online. I mean, for people who want to grow in this community, they can go to soulhealthcommunity.com and check out the Soul Health and Wellness Club, where we help you to release so you can increase and you learn all about soul health.
And what do people, go ahead, tell them what they'll find on this, because there's so many wonderful resources.
Absolutely. So it's a live, laugh, love, and learn community. So it's a very welcoming community, but also we're hosting classes on soul health with practitioners like Dr. Montgomery and myself and lifestyle coaches. And through Soul Health as a member, they get 70% off the classes from practitioners and who are here in the field of health and wellness. So people needs are getting met and they're reversing chronic diseases by releasing stress naturally. And we are recommending the products, the classes, the courses that really help people truly become the best versions of ourselves. They need to know the art and the science of it. And Soul Health and Wellness Club is where you can find that out.
Yeah. And the thing that I love about this is that it's a community. You know, so oftentimes people stay stuck in their trauma, in their stress, because they're afraid that no one else feels their pain, that no one else knows their suffering. And the truth is, if you are human on this physical plane, going through this human experience,
yes,
you are going to go through some challenges and some situations where you're going to need support. You're going to need guidance. You're going to need community. You're going to need love and uplifting. And
yes,
this is the perfect place to get that community support, because it's all love, no judgment, no judgment, just all love, a place that is safe for you to release those soul toxins.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's what we need. We need 852 Hertz unconditional love frequency, because that's the most powerful force on our planet. And we need more of it. Yes.
Yeah. So on that, I just want to say thank you so much, Nurse Blue. We are going to have Nurse Blue back for a part 2 and maybe a part 3 and a part 4 and a part 5. But I just wanted to give you all a little taste of this phenomenal woman. So just thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. And I can't wait to come back and be with you again. This was fun.
All right. All right. All right, y'all. So go to www.soulhealthcommunity.com and master your mind. Love you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.